The one and only The Bombs with The Bomb. That track is called The Bomb. It's from the album New San Francisco, and that was The Zoo Bombs on 93.3 CFMU. You are listening to Octopus Army, and great show lined up today. I can't even talk enough about it. It's going to be hard to just keep my mouth shut and let Don speak, but The Zoo Bombs were in Hamilton a little while ago. As you know, this program pre-recorded, so the timing is off, but it was a couple of Wednesdays ago, and an outstanding, outstanding, let me say it again, outstanding performance, and not something you could expect to happen from a friend of mine named Ryan, who was saying, you know, he likes the albums, they're fine enough, but what he saw was just perhaps the best show he's seen in that venue ever. And not hinted at from the records, which is interesting because the band have changed a lot. It's a lot more jammy. They'll still do these big, huge riffing songs and these big John Spencer meets complete madness type songs. And then they'll suddenly break it down and go off on this tangent and do this jam, and it sounds like it might be self-indulgent, but it is definitely not. It's just an incredible thing. It's like they've been listening to Kawabata Makoto or something, but still sounding just like the Zoo Bombs, and it's just amazing. And we're going to hear a little bit about what that new sound entails from the mouth of Mr. Matsuo himself. Don and the whole clan came to Toronto. That's the band, which is five of them, including their new percussionists. And, of course, Don and Mata's baby, well, not baby, I guess toddler, three-year-old Mifune, named after the actor, although Don points out that's supposed to be a last name. But whatever, anyway, Mifune, cute kid, liked to grab the microphone and yell, "One, two!" It was very cool. He's a Ramon in training. And just this whole crew, because there's two managers too, road manager and manager, all trucking around the country in their motorhome. Heaven knows where they got that. I had a chance to chat with them. I think it was one of their first nights in the country. It might have even been Don's first day at the Silver Dollar, just before soundcheck and before their three-night heavily praised run at the Silver Dollar. So let's just go ahead and check it out. We're going to sprinkle some music in this set as well. So we'll hear some music, but first, Don Matsuo from the Zoo Bombs.
My show is called Octopus Army. I am here with Don Matsuo of the Zoo Bombs, and welcome back to Canada.
Hello.
So tell me, Don, why did it take you guys so many years to come back to Canada?
Oh, because I had a son. So now he's just 3 years old, and till he get a bit older, we couldn't do everything to, you know, really how to go to overseas with a very small baby. So now he's very fine.
His name is Mifune?
Yeah.
As the actor?
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. But Mifune is last name, though.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
The band has some new people.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what happened.
All right.
With Pucky and Pito.
No. Right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, after 2000 year, we played at Elmo Combo Club, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
No, Toronto. For live recording.
Bomb You Live.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. It is. The Piro joined just after that. I need a more percussive sound for the albums, and that is one way, only way we got to go, because we are started just like a garage band, mm-hmm. garage punk rock kind of,
mm-hmm.
Like a hip hop and blues and rock and roll kind of. But I thought I really be attracted much more kind of percussive sound from Africa or Latin or more, you know, folklore. Is it right? I don't know. Folklore music,
yeah.
More, you know, Japanese old kind of thing.
Yeah, like international folk.
Yeah,
music.
It is. Yeah, yeah. So I have much more interested in such kind of sounds. So I need more, not really rock and roll band style, more kind of primitive kind of thing. Because I don't know why, but the percussion sound is really touch my heart. Something happened when I listen percussion sound. I don't know why, but you know, that's maybe blood thing, I don't know. I think really the percussion sound really moved me. So I need some percussion player, and I just found Piro. I don't know Piro is good player or not. He's a just good guy, and I just pick up them. And yeah, 5 years, he's grew up, and he can play really good. Mm-hmm. And maybe you saw tonight. Mm-hmm. He's very good.
And
Pocky.
Pocky is
2 years ago, after we did Australian tour, we had Australian drama.
And he played on Love is Funky.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. But he's an Australian, so, you know, it's pretty hard to do everything in Japan. Mm-hmm. So we must find Japanese drama. And like Piro, I don't know how good Pocky playing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter for us. Mm-hmm. We are, the most important thing is relationship between members. Mm-hmm. And Pocky is the best guy for us.
We'll be right back.
New San Francisco.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And you said you've been very influenced by jazz lately.
Yeah.
Why is that? Did you have a sudden interest, or did you always like it and now you like it more? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My big interest is not only jazz. I mean, as I said, mm-hmm. More, you know, folklore.
Yeah.
Or every music I like, salsa or, Brazil kind of. Every not really main street sound is pretty beautiful for me, you know. So but for one player, for one guy play a music like me, going too close to jazz player, because we are always trying to find something inside me on stage through our playing. So we need to improvise every time, and I'm fun. It is not really rock and roll way, you know. Rock and roll is kind of really, how I say that? It's always da-da-da-da-da.
Structured.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, the Zubun sound is not really structured, more freestyle, freeway, and something I want to go this way, I want to go that way. It depends what music is playing.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you get moved by the music.
Yeah, it is. So I think we are not really just a rock and roll musician. I think we are the rock and roll player, but really we try to be more natural. I think we are getting closer and closer to jazz musician.
Well, New Friends San Francisco is very different, I thought, from your other records.
Right.
But it reminded me of you live, because live you tend to do more improvising.
Yep. We'll be right back. was after I had my son, I think more seriously about music and what brings through playing music. Mm-hmm. I really had to think about that. And well, we are Japanese, and rock and roll is not really Japanese culture. The rock and roll is from the Western culture, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't want to be a fake or imitation of Western and U.S. Yeah. rock and roller, mm-hmm. and I must find our own way. I am Japanese and I play rock and roll, and this is a really big thing for me, and I have to do that. So one thing I found through the music, I must be a natural on stage, and I don't want to be a kind of rock and roll star. Must be, you know, always crazy and smash the guitar or something. Yeah. And just be natural. Want to be natural. And
if one night you want to smash the guitar, okay. Yeah. The next night, yeah. if you don't want to, that's okay
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So I really think about I am Japanese and I play rock and roll. So the Zubom's rock and roll must be original. Mm-hmm. So that is all I thought and all I got to do with this five member. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you think about Japanese music right now? Is the same as it was 5 years ago? Has there been much change?
Not real change. Yeah. There is a lot of hip-hop. I think hip-hop style is not really Japanese way because, you know, Japanese is very, not really energetic people, like more polite and more calm, mm-hmm. originally.
Yeah.
And this is, I think this is, those are the very good point for Japanese, mm-hmm. and I really love that. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the fighting, and I don't want to hate anything, you know. So, hip hop is very fighting kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's really unfamiliar for me to mm-hmm. do Japanese to do hip hop.
Yeah.
So the sound is not so bad. Sound is okay, but the style of hip hop is not really original for them.
And yeah.
So I think every Japanese musician have to realize. They are a Japanese, and maybe there is some point to good point hip hop and Japanese, you know,
to meet.
Yeah. And that is very proud to the world, mm-hmm. and I think I have really big influence from the Western world, like. Yeah, every culture, not just music, but I said about music, I have really big influence from the Rolling Stones or the Beatles and the Nirvana every music come from the Western world, and I gave back them to my blood, so I have to be a Japanese, and I found the Japanese rock and roll style kind of. That's my way.
Thank you.
that, of course, is The Zubombs on 93.3 CFMU. You are listening to Octopus Army, bringing you the very best of Japanese modern music when we can, which is generally every Monday, 5 o'clock or thereafter in reruns. And that, of course, you may recognize the riff. That's from the Octopus Army theme song. And I gotta say a huge thanks to Don and The Zubombs. Before they came to town, I emailed Don about setting up that interview you just heard and mentioned that that song was actually my theme song, and he said, well, you know, we haven't played that in 2 years, but we'll play it in Hamilton. And I thought, that's a nice thing to say, but they did, and they did a really good job, and it was just phenomenal. And the show itself, as I said at the outset, phenomenal show, just hearing them do their thing, but then adding in all these crazy jams, and Don almost conducting fangs, you could say, watching him sort of move his hand around and as they swell and fade and jam, and then suddenly with one little flick of the finger, boom, they hit the next change just spot on and move off in a completely different direction. It was incredibly tight yet jammy, if that makes any sense. Very cool. And in that lengthy set of Zubombs interview and music, we also heard Mo Funky Part 1 from their second album, Let It Bomb. That and the first album, well, actually, no, I think it's officially their second. Yeah, why get confusing? That album and Welcome Back, Zubombs, the previous album to that, are available on Emperor Norton, if they are still in print, which hopefully they are. And at the beginning, we heard Zubombs from their newest one. We started off, of course, with a track called The Bomb, as I said, and then we heard a song called Dolph, D-O-L-F. I'm not sure what it means, but hey, that's okay. So we're going to continue on with some more music here on Octopus Army. Next week, yet another interview, this time with Guitar Wolf, because they were through around the same time as the Zubombs. They were here for Canadian Music Week, so we're going to check that out. In the meantime, this is a band called Force with a song of the same name from the Faster Pussy Attack Tora 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 compilation, which I believe is on Howlin' Bull, I think is the name. I wish I had it in front of me. I could remember. Anyway, we'll check this out, and I'll be back. from the excellent, excellent, let me say again, excellent compilation, Land of the Rising Noise, Volume 2 on Charnel Music. That was Kuroyuri Shimai with a track called Blue Forest. And before that, from the Headache Sound Sampler from the Kansai District. No, actually, I am wrong. It's actually, I believe, from the Fukuoka area. That was a band called Ningen with Nanimo Nai. And we started off with Force from the Faster Pussy Attack Tora 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 compilation. And a track of the same name, Force. And this is Octopus Army. We're hanging out doing our thing on a Monday. You can reach me if you are so inclined. Jamie@octopusarmy.com is the email address. And octopusarmy.com, of course, is the site where you can check out reviews. I've just posted some interview or stories section put together. And I hope you do check it out and drop me a line if you like what you hear. We're going to go right back into some more music again from the Land of the Rising Noise Volume 2 compilation, a band that's on tour this spring, I believe, and possibly coming to the Hamilton area, although nothing's been confirmed. As far as I know, last time I checked in, there was a date being held. Whether or not Hamilton gets the date, that remains to be seen. This is Melt Banana with Dig and Tickle. She is hit on Octopus Army. Yeah.
identifies himself as a magnet for foodstuffs. He boasts that he will banish dirt to the land of wind and ghosts.
Once again, the stylistic whiplash that is Octopus Army's playlist. I love it. That was Toshi Kubota from his record Sunshine Moonlight, and the track was called Nice and Easy. Unfortunately, it is EZ, but that's okay. Kind of a cool tune from a funky record. Not my favorite, though. My favorite is probably Nothing But Your Love, which is a bit more, I hate to say it, but Americanized soul R&B kind of vibe. But it works. It works really well, and he pulls it off, and his songs are good. So, yeah, before that, something entirely different. We were hearing tracks from the Land of the Rising Noise compilation. Hopefully we'll get back to that Der Eisenrost with a little bit of that Rammstein vibe happening. Diadectes or Diadectes is the name of the song. I don't think it's a real word, so I couldn't tell you how it's really pronounced because the band aren't around to ask. We started off with Dig and Tickle, She Is Hit. Crazy name by a crazy band, Melt Banana. And again, maybe come to the neighborhood, maybe not. We will find out. This has been Octopus Army. I'm Jamie, the host. Thanks for tuning in. As always, I really appreciate the listenership. And again, I appreciate those who donated to our fundraiser a while back. If you're still interested in helping, our fundraiser, the public appeal, is done. But of course, being the program director here at CFMU, I will take the liberty to tell you that, yeah, you can still donate if you're interested. You can definitely drop me an email, jamie@octopusarmy.com, and I will get that message to the people in charge of the fundraiser. Wait, that's me. Yeah, so okay, it would go directly to me, which is helpful. And otherwise, your listening is all the support that we really need, and I really appreciate that. So tune in every week if you can. Lots of cool Japanese music for you. Next week on the show, some more new stuff. When I say new, I generally mean new to this show. It may be an old record. I think we're going to hear from the Escape Group. I think we're going to hear from Marble Sheep. We're going to hear from the Dead Tech compilation, which is another Charnel thing. Hopefully we're going to hear some DMBQ, but I don't know if we'll get to all of that. We're just hoping so. But we're definitely going to hear some Guitar Wolf. I'll play a few tracks off Rock and Roll Etiquette, the most recent album that I got. Not their most recent album. It's a release from Narnak Records. And the interview, a little bit choppy, because I thought there might be someone translating, but there was not. So it was very choppy is it, I would say. The questions are a bit lame, and I will admit that up front. But they were good guys, and they were really funny, and they were cool. So we're going to check out some music from a Guitar Wolf and a bit of that interview. And and all that other stuff. We might be taking a minor break here at Octopus Army. That doesn't mean the show will stop airing, of course, because I just, I'm obsessive compulsive and can't do that. It's got to air every week. What I may end up doing, though, is taking a few weeks and playing some long tracks. So the whole show is an hour of one thing. In the meantime, this is a track called Garden by Sugar Soul featuring Kenji. Tune in next week for Guitar Wolf and much more. And as always, thanks for listening.
Oh yeah, それは明日へのなが From Durban, you listen to
Octopus Army.
Woohoo!
みんな様はワルインギリお父さんの聞いてます。どうもありがとうございます。CFMU ハミルトンの一番好きなラジオですね。